I just want to first say this will be the first opportunity that I've had personally to comment on the amazing day that we had here on Wednesday. And that was, I would say, probably the most special day that I've ever been associated with as a coach. And like all of us, we just felt blessed, you know, to have a chance to be a part of that experience. And Ray talked to our team first thing and talked about what his plans were and talked about a lot more things than that, stuff that we're all going to cherish. And then just to be here and watch the press conference and watch you guys interact with him and interact with the players and to make it the kind of moment that it really should be was just, it's hard to explain, you know, and it's something that's going to be there forever. And I'm just humbled and blessed to be a part of it. So congratulations to Ray, and we're going to do everything we can to be at our very best, you know, coming out of that tunnel with him.
John, a bunch of the players said that they were surprised when he went up there and announced. So did you know how he was going to do it? Were you aware of what he was going to say?
I was. That's something that we had been talking about for many weeks, you know, and it's something that he was, I think when he had a chance to go home, and it's funny how our path is laid out, you know, our plans are kind of laid in ways that we can't account for. And he saw some things during that time after the injury that just spoke to him, you know. And when he came back from some of the rehab, we had that conversation. We had talked a lot, pretty regularly, almost every day about when he was going to come back and things like that. And we were hoping to bring him back earlier. He was hoping to come back earlier, but it would have been not smart. You know, Ray's an incredible rehab guy, and he probably could have played, but it would have been a big risk. And we felt like we could get our positioning in the playoffs and then bring Ray back when the injury had the best chance to be completely healed, which is 12 weeks after the first after the injury. So he's ready to go. He's going to play in this game, and he should be full speed.
Coach, can you speak to the fact of the Colts' turnaround from 2 wins right. to 11, and how difficult that is in this day and age in the NFL?
Yeah, the turnaround. How often has it happened? You know, I can't remember the last time something like this has happened. I'm sure you guys maybe have looked that up. But it's just a tribute to the whole organization. You know, Jim Irsay, obviously, he called us and talked about Chuck Pagano, you know, at one point in time. And Ryan Grigson is a guy that we know from Philly who just does a tremendous job, always has. And for them to hire Chuck Pagano, it was a brilliant hire. You know, it really was. And we knew it. You know, we recognized it. But we were hoping they wouldn't, you know, or anybody else would. But he's well-deserving of it. And I think, of course, Bruce Arians done a great job. I mean, every coach there, every player there has just done a phenomenal job. Andrew Luck. But it's not a one-man team now. This team is talented. They play really, really hard. They play with a lot of energy. They're a very formidable football team.
What would it be like for you to see Chuck on the other side now that he's back? And what are you going to say to him before
the game? I'm going to tell him I love him, you know, and probably do a little silent prayer for, you know, what he's been through and what he's accomplished with the doctors. I don't know. You know, that's kind of the thing, it's hard to predict, but it'll be very meaningful.
Coach, can you talk about Bernard Pierce and what he's brought to the offense this year as a rookie, and were you expecting him this Sunday?
Right, Bernard Pierce, he's everything we expected him to be. You know, he might have been under some radar, you know, being a third-round pick and things like that, but we thought he was a first-round talent as a running back coming out. And he's a first-round personality. He's got first-round character, you know, and so he's everything and more that we expected.
John, with the crowd and all the emotions going on with Ray and Chuck coming back, Ray coming out of that tunnel again there with the 12th man, I mean, it's going to be really exciting.
It's going to be something. You know, I thought about bringing my phone down there and doing this with the video, you know, just to be a, you know, is that allowed? I don't think it's allowed. I'm pretty sure we're going to have a few, tweet something. I'm pretty sure there's going to be a few cameras on it. I think it'll be historic. I think it'll be one of those moments, those special occasions, just like Wednesday was a special occasion that we are never going to forget. Any of us that love sports, we're never going to forget it.
Coach, what's the status of Leach?
Vontae is going to be listed as questionable. It might be probable, though, after today's practice. I'll have to let you know. He actually, now that I think about it, looked pretty good today. So he might be okay.
Coach, what are you seeing from Andrew Luck? The past couple weeks he's had no picks after having 18 in the first 13 games. What have we seen changing about him?
Yeah, you know, really not so much the numbers as the way he's played. I think he's been very steady all the way through the season. You know, he's He obviously has cleaned up the interceptions a little bit, but a lot of those ones earlier were just kind of fluky things that happened. So he's very smart. He's got, when you watch him, and this is something even talking to Jim, he's better than you even think. He's got a better arm than you want to think. He's stronger. He's faster. He's got more rotation on the ball. He's more accurate than you really want to think watching the tape. He's just a really talented guy. Plus, he's a first-class human being. So they've got their quarterback for a long time to come.
Are you worried at all about maybe Bosa being too hot?
We have talked about that. It's something that we've talked to our team about a lot. You know, it's taking that energy and that emotion and focusing it, you know, and focusing it to the task at hand, doing our job. Sure.
Just your thoughts on planning those guys. They know that.
Right. Well, yeah, we're going to have a lot of familiar faces in here. Corey Redding, Tom Zbikowski, Marwan Maloof, Roy Anderson, all guys that were really a big part of what we've done here for the last 4 or 5 years. It's going to be very emotional in that sense. There's a lot of lines of emotion that will be intertwined here in this game.
John, there's some Indianapolis media here, obviously. We also cover IU basketball a lot. How often are you able to keep tabs of what Tom's doing in Bloomington?
Quite often. I see him. Go Hoosiers. I mean, IU all the way. How do they do it? The cheerleaders, they go like that, then they go like that. I'm all for IU. And Tom Crean is a great coach. He's my brother-in-law. He's a brother, you know. He's a football coach disguised as a basketball coach. Did you see him pick up the gum off the floor, the dirty gum that fell on the floor? That's what a football coach does, you know, right? He's beautiful. He's beautiful. He's a ball coach, man. And they got a great team. I love their team. Had a chance to be with their players last year down in Atlanta for the Kentucky game. Talked to the team before the game. You talk about an honor, you know. They've got a bunch of men down there. So can't wait to see him play, but we're not in too big a hurry to do that, in all honesty. We can wait a few more weeks.
He's really added to the family dynamic, has he not?
He's added to the dynamic. You know, he's pretty dynamic. We got a crazy dynamic, you know, in our family. And he's right in there with us, you know. He mixes up pretty good in the 3-on-3 basketball game, so he's not afraid to throw a couple elbows. He's an inside guy. He can't shoot real good.
Who would win, Jim, John, or you?
Oh, I would, of course. You know, I mean, if you didn't believe that, right? Didn't Joe Flacco say that last year? You know? No, it's a lot of fun. It's a great deal. They're going to be a great team. They are a great team.
Guys, if you could hold 1 second.